It's time for the Blades Inside Edge, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Joining me here live in our broadcast location is Josh Hootmer, the Blades Mental Performance Coach. And people right away look at that, they hear that, and they go, what? What's that all about? Josh, take it away. What's Mental Performance Coach about?
Yeah, thanks, Les.
Let's get that in front of your mouth, too.
Thank you. Yeah, part of my role with the team is to be available to the players and also work with the team in a group capacity, mainly looking at performance enhancement and performance restoration through the use of developing mental skills that all athletes possess, and travel with the team on the road, as I am here in Red Deer for the last couple days, and also travel to Saskatoon to work with the team as well.
Now, your real job, you live in Lethbridge right now.
Yeah, home base is Lethbridge, but primary focus is supporting the Saskatoon Blades and then also working with my athletes individually, working with groups as well, whether it be some minor hockey teams in the area, other teams specifically in the junior hockey, and also my professional athletes and other major junior players as well across the league.
How much has this grown as far as needing somebody to talk to bounce things off of, in order to get some feedback from somebody who's maybe not there all the time with them?
Yeah, I kind of pitch that I'm a little bit like Switzerland, a little bit neutral ground. You know, I'm not a parent, I'm not a coach.
Yeah.
I'm not somebody who's setting a lineup in any way. I'm an individual that a player can come talk to, whether it's challenges in life, maybe it's challenges on the ice, but definitely it's more than just the performance aspect, but also the mental health aspect as well, and the conversations we can have there to best support the athlete or find the resources outside of the organization to best support the athlete through that as well.
So with Blades players, are they seeking you out when you're around, or are you seeking them out, or is it a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B?
Definitely a combination of both. This is my sixth season with the organization, so there's been a progression of getting to know all the players as they've entered the team and as they have progressed through their departure with the organization. So there's definitely an increased comfort level of interaction with a position like myself integrated within the organization. So it is definitely a combination of players seeking out support that have had support from me in the past, and also new players interested in what is this exactly and how can it help me, and also a mix of me, you know, watching a game or practices and reaching out to the player, just checking in and seeing how they're doing.
So a kid who's new to the team, new to the league, like a Willie James, might be a little bit shy at first to approach. You might have to initiate that.
Absolutely. There's a lot that occurs for a young player entering the Western Hockey League, and let alone having to sit down and talk with a mental performance coach, they also have to manage the ability to handle the challenges of the environment of traveling and practicing every day and navigating the nuances of equipment and what that looks like and systems. So, yeah, it's definitely not a in-your-face approach, but more of a gradual in-the-natural setting approach.
The Blades went all in to win this year. They brought in a lot of new players, veteran-type guys from other organizations, and some of them are NHL draft picks, guys like Fraser Minton or guys like Alexander Suzdalev. You've got Igor Sidorov still here, but, I mean, those types of guys, Easton Armstrong, when they come into the team, I'm sure they're pretty comfortable seeking you out then in that sort of a situation.
Yeah, the great thing with the group of players we have is they come with innate ability to perform mentally, as we all do, and all the players. So for them, it's, you know, getting to know them as quickly as possible and just supporting them any way I can through the strengths that they already possess and being a resource to them in any way possible.
Brendan Sonny likes to use the term mature for this team. How mature is this group?
Yeah, I mean, this group is a pleasure to work with. It's a pleasure to be around, just seeing the maturity in how they prepare for games and how they handle themselves after a game, whether it be managing the physical preparation side, the nutrition side as well. It's been nice to be a part of this group and see not only the older players come in that we've acquired, but also some of the younger players that have started with us years ago mature and grow as both players and individuals.
Saskatoon Entertainment Group, of course, own the Blades. They own the Saskatchewan Rush. And now the Saskatoon Berries. And I actually saw you at a function not too long ago. You're going to be involved with the baseball team, I understand, a little bit.
Yeah, currently navigating exactly how that looks, but there will be some work being done with the Berries, which is exciting. Just personally myself, having grown up baseball being the main sport I focused on, it's nice to be a part of a new organization, an organization in a city that supports baseball as it does. And, yeah, looking forward to support both at the academy and the summer team.
Like the baseball. I knew I liked you for a reason. Josh Huettmer, thank you so much for joining me here in the second intermission. Mental performance coach for the Saskatoon Blades. I hope to see a lot more of you for about the next month and a half or so.
You as well, Les. Thank you.
Good stuff. Josh Huettmer, the mental performance coach for the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Blades Inside Edge, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years.